present Kenneth Williams, Clement Freud, Peter Jones, and Amy MacDonald in Just a Minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Welcome once again to Just a Minute. Well, once again, we're pleased to welcome back in the fourth chair, Amy MacDonald, who has played the game a few times to compete against these three tough male exponents of the game, whom you all know too well for me to mention. Once again, I'm going to ask them to speak, if they can, for just 1 minute on some unlikely subject, without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject on the card, if they can. Let us begin the show this week with Clement Freud. Clement, a lovely subject to start the show with, because it so often happens in this program, getting knotted. Clement, will you talk to us about getting knotted for 60 seconds, starting now?
Getting knotted is a colloquial phrase, which I think at one time meant becoming spliced, joining in holy matrimony, taking unto oneself a better half. But now has a completely different meaning.
Amy MacDonald, why have you charged?
Deviation, I suppose. He's mixing up getting knotted with getting...
spliced.
No, it's the other one, hitched.
Spliced, hitched, knotted,
yes.
You see. I think what he's saying is, you see, because of splice and hitch, there are all types of knots, aren't they? I think he was originally getting knotted and probably has now become to mean something else which he's about to tell us about.
Oh.
So, I think I must give the benefit of the doubt to Clement Freud and say that he has a point for an incorrect challenge. He keeps the subject, therefore, and he has 43 seconds left, starting now.
Nowadays, getting knotted means, as Amy MacDonald so correctly challenged, not getting married.
Just a minute, we must interrupt there.
Hitched.
If Amy MacDonald's challenge was correct and you say it was correct, Clement Freud, I have to give her a point and the subject. So, Amy, you have a point which has been awarded to you by Clement Freud because he admitted that he was at fault just a minute ago, and you have 31 seconds starting now.
Oh, crikey.
Clement Freud's challenge.
Hesitation.
Yes, I thought it was rather clever of you, Clement, to give it to us so rapidly and get it back. So you have a point for a correct challenge and 30 seconds on getting knotted starting now.
Kenneth Williams is the sort of man who uses terms like get knotted. And as I...
Peter Jones
is a challenge.
Well, of course, he isn't. He doesn't use it. I've never heard him use this expression. I've always rather admired the way Kenneth has spoken.
Oh.
And the...
there's a little bit of flatter will get you a very long way in this game, won't you? All right, so it's a difficult thing on which to judge whether Kenneth uses it a lot or not. I don't think he uses it a lot, so Peter gets the benefit of the doubt, and there are 23 seconds for getting knotted with you, Peter, starting now.
Something to do with worms and snakes being tied up. And it's a very insulting thing to say to anybody, just as it is if you put a knot in a...
Kenneth Williams has challenged.
Hesitation, I pray there was an error there.
Yes, there was a very definite error. So everybody's speaking the first round, which is lovely, isn't it? Kenneth, we're now going to hear from you. The subject is getting knotted, and there are 13 seconds left, starting now.
Of course, the accurate description of this is the maintenance of the nervous system into a whole series of knots. So, making you... Oh, I strangulate you, you see, with anger. They say, oh, get knotted. Meaning you are all knotted up.
So Kenneth was speaking then when the whistle went.
That means I'm in the lead, right?
Let me just remind everybody, Kenneth, to when the whistle is blown, it means 60 seconds is up.
And I've got a point.
And whoever is speaking then gets a point. And this
so I'm in the lead.
Kenneth was... Yes, you're in the lead.
Ah!
You have 2 points.
Good.
Clement Freud's in the lead alongside you. Peter Jones and Amy MacDonald both have 1 point. They're not very far behind you. Amy MacDonald, will you begin the second round for us? And the subject that Ian Messett has thought of for you is the superior sex. Can you talk to us about the superior sex for 60 seconds, starting now?
The superior sex is, of course, the female sex. Because we are so much cleverer and so much more capable than the male sex.
Peter challenges Wagyu Jones.
Well, I'm I'm sorry to stop her, but she did repeat much. She did much twice, you see.
Yes, she did,
I thought.
Yes. But
you
I
heard
think,
that.
Well, all right. Occasionally one has to be accurate. If he repeats a word, then one has to be fair. And there are 52 seconds on the superior sex starting now.
Well, I don't think there is such a thing. I think they are complementary. Like...
Kenneth Williams has challenged. Why?
Two, I think.
Yes, there were two things, so we're being tougher now. 47 seconds on the superior sex with you, Kenneth, starting now.
It is unquestionably the male sex. There is no doubt whatsoever in my mind about that.
Hesitation.
Yes, or a repetition of
So well, I sort of said it. I suddenly realised it was so right. I sort of fell about because I was so right. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Last time Amy was with us, she said something which she thought was so right and she fell about.
Mm.
And you got her on that one. She's got you on this one. Amy, the subject is the superior sex. You have 38 seconds starting now.
Women can do so much more. I mean, they can have babies, they can cook, look after houses, and go to...
Clement Freud is challenged. Why would you...
I agree with Amy.
So what does that mean?
I wanted to have another point.
Because I artfully took you up in the first round and snatched a point from you for Amy, you want to deliberately give her one this time. All right, Kenneth, that's...
Because she can cook.
She can cook. Ah, that's the reason I'm giving her a point, are you? Don't please give each other too many points. It makes the game too impossible to judge. There are 30 seconds on the superior sex, still with you, Amy, having gained another point with the help of Clement Freud, starting now.
On top of that, they have so much more integrity. They actually make the male sex believe that they are the superior ones, when in actual fact they're not. And that in itself is quite a feat. So that makes the female sex much more cleverer. And I think...
Yes, Clement, what is your challenge?
Just,
You agree with
your
name.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah. Well, all right. I agree with your challenge on this occasion, and you have a point, and there are 13 seconds left. The superior sex starting now.
An American gentleman whom I met on a Boeing 747 crossing the Atlantic gave me...
Peter Jones has challenged why?
Deviation.
Why?
Because it's nothing to do with the superior sex. It may be a superior airline, but it isn't anything to do with sex. His story...
He probably was about to go on and prove the point, but I must say the way he'd started didn't convince me that he was about to make any point about the superior sex.
No, so it didn't.
I wouldn't go on, Peter, because I'm leaning your way on this one and giving you a point. And 6 seconds left, starting now.
And if you can examine both sexes close to and thoroughly...
There's no need for filth. We don't want a lot of filth.
So what is your challenge, Kenneth?
Deviation. Undoubtedly deviation. Most devious.
Well, why? Why is it most devious?
Because we're here to discuss the superior sex, not the close examination of both.
But maybe by the close examination of both, you'd find out which was the superior one. Peter, you have a point for an incorrect challenge. You have half a second, starting now.
It's wonderful.
Jones now has a very definite lead at the end of that round. Lead of 2 over Amy. Clement and Kenneth are all equal in second place. Peter Jones, we're going to hear from you again because it's your turn to begin the next round. The subject, just simply, uncle. Will you talk about uncle for 60 seconds starting now?
Yes, I had a favourite one. And during the war, when cinemas offered half-price seats to servicemen, he went wearing his bowler hat and carrying an umbrella to the box office at the Empire Cinema and said, half-price, secret service, and was admitted. And he also was able to get into places like the Royal Enclosure at Ascot by giving the policeman on the gate a £5 note and saying, put this on my horse in the 3 o'clock. And he didn't have a horse, of course, but...
Clement Freud is challenged.
A repetition of the two horses he didn't have.
Rather devious thought, dropping the fiver to the police. Clement, I agree with your challenge of repetition, so you gain a point on the subject, and there are 25 seconds left, starting now.
Colloquially, the word uncle means...
Amy McDonald, why have you challenged?
Hesitation.
Oh, I don't think so, Amy. No. Clement was generous to you a little while ago, so I think...
He said the word uncle.
Oh, do that again. Very good, that.
Yes,
very good.
Yes, it didn't sound very much like Clement Freud.
No. Things that he didn't really hesitate.
Enough. Timing, yes.
No, it was good timing. Enough. Not enough, no, to gain you a point, Amy. So we leave it with Clement, and there are 21 seconds left on Uncle Clement, starting now.
Means a pawn shop or broker up and down the city road, in and out the... wherever.
Peter,
that's the way the money goes, pop goes the weasel.
I would agree with that hesitation, Peter. There are 13 and a half seconds on Uncle starting now.
In and out the Eagle, of course, which was a public house in that area, frequented by the poor people who worked in that neighborhood. And they were often short of money and took...
So Peter Jones cleverly kept going by substituting a different word as he went along, which is one of the real arts of this game, which Clement Freud shows us so well on occasions. So, Peter, you still have the lead. You're 1 point ahead of Clement, who's crept up, and Kenneth Williams and Amy MacDonald are both equal in third place. And, Kenneth, your turn to begin. The subject, trivia. Would you talk on trivia for 60 seconds, starting now?
Well, it's a collection of very small and important things. Now, I've got a number of those. I have a little chamber pot, and I've got a little whale. That's a souvenir of a rather charming occasion when I was in a play called Moby Dick. And I always remember, it's the opening night, I had a very long scene to play. And the director, who's also the leading actor, leaned forward and said, "Get off." And, of course, the whole thing was cut, you see. So I went off and stood in the wings, feeling very woebegone and wan. And another artist said, "What are you doing here? Haven't you got that long thing done?" I said, "Yes," he just said, "Get off." And they said, "No, did he?" I said, "Yes, isn't it awful?" And we were both laughing. And then he suddenly said, "Oh, dear, it's me, isn't it?" I said, "Yes, of course, in my scene, you're on." And when he ran, but it was too late, of course, you see. And he had all these lines about the black and the white with my hand in mine.
Hey, McDonald's challenge. You at last. Yes, Amy.
Deviation.
Why?
Well, he's talking about,
this is trivia. This is trivia, the whole thing. Of course it is.
Yes, even all the deviations and repetitions and everything else.
Yes. Trivia.
It's all trivia, dear. It's all trivia. That's right. All right.
I suppose, yes, that's quite a clever interpretation of trivia. So, Amy, a good challenge, because...
She should have challenged on repetition, shouldn't she, really?
Yes,
Nick?
And meditation, yes.
That's what she should have done, of course.
Yes, but I think...
You're being generous, weren't you?
Yes.
Yes, I thought you were.
Yes,
you were overlooking
you wanted to have a point. Yes, you wanted to encourage him. I really consider you, Amy. You're playing it like the chaps now. Well done. So, you got a point for an incorrect challenge. And 3 seconds with your trivia starting now.
Another is wood shavings, which come in very handy for rocking.
The Kenneth Williams fan club in the front row here are cheering like mad. And they were delighted that Kenneth was speaking when the whistle went, because he got the extra point. And he has leapt forward into third place. And the subject is back with Amy, last nights. So can you talk for 60 seconds on that subject, starting now?
In my diary this morning, I wrote down that last night was rather a pleasant one for me. I started off by going to the theatre in not very much traffic. I got there in plenty of good time. I sat putting my makeup off on, relaxing with a cigarette at the same time, and then I went on stage to a lovely audience who loved everything I did, and everybody in the cast was so happy, and it really was a really very nice night. Afterwards, I was picked up by a very nice gentleman. Oh, sorry, no, that's not right.
I think Peter said you shouldn't reveal your pickups, really.
No, that was wrong, yes.
Oh, yeah. We don't know it was wrong. If you say it was wrong, it's only your memory of the situation. We don't know what happened, Amy.
No.
Was it wrong after?
Somebody buzzed me.
Yes, I did. I wanted to save you any further embarrassment.
Yeah. Before, Amy, you tell us how wrong you were, we'll give Peter Jones a point on the subject with 26 seconds left on last night's, starting now. was mild for the time of year, uneventful as far as I was concerned, as I didn't do very much. I had a drink about six and then moseyed round to some neighbours, where we spent a couple of hours congratulating each other on the rise of the property in our area. And some young people came and they started groaning about the rise in...
Clement Royder's challenge, why?
The rise, repetition.
Yes, yeah. Well, everything's rising these days, I suppose it's... but I'm afraid you can't repeat the word twice in just a minute, so, Peter, Clement has a correct challenge and a point and 2 seconds...
Scintillating there. Evening, though, you spent, really. Yes. Got me going over here,
But he did keep going on the subject, didn't he? So, 2 seconds with you, Clement Freud, last night's starting now.
Last night I kept going on the subject.
So, Clement Freud was speaking when the whistle went, gained the extra point, and has now crept up a little on Peter Jones. Peter, your turn to begin. The subject is topsy-turvy. Can you talk to us on that one for 60 seconds, starting now?
Well, it means turning something upside down, like Samuel Butler in his book Erewhon, which is everywhere.
Clement Freud is challenged. Why?
Deviation.
Why?
It's nowhere.
Nowhere. That's right. It is.
It's nowhere.
And well, so of course, am I.
Actually, you... Well, that was pretty obvious, Peter, that you were nowhere. The thing is, of course, you could have wriggled out of it by saying that the book was everywhere, but too late.
Ah, you know. Yes. Yeah.
Clement, I agree with your challenge, and you have 47 seconds on a topsy-turvy starting now.
In a topsy-turvy world, Amy MacDonald would not only be king, but would speak for minutes on end without giggling, would rule the Conservatives with a rod of iron, and amuse the Labour Party at the same time. A topsy-turvy existence is very much what many people need beyond all else. Humour, idiocy.
Amy MacDonald's challenge, why?
Hesitation.
Yes, after idiocy,
oh, yes.
He dried out completely, didn't he? So, Amy, I agree with your challenge, and you have a point and 21 seconds on topsy-turvy starting now.
When my cupboards get topsy-turvy, I take everything out and I start all over again. It can take an awful long time, actually, to get everything back in order, because usually the paper bags that everything has fallen out with gets all...
Dissertation on Amy MacDonald's topsy-turvy life has taken her into third place behind Clement Freud, who's 1 point behind our leader, who is still Peter Jones, and the next subject is with Clement Freud. And Clement, the subject which we have now is what I shall do with my beard when I have finished with it. Clement, can you talk on that long subject for 60 seconds, starting now?
The question, what I shall do with my beard when I have finished with it, is one that supposes that I am going to finish with it. A supposition which I honestly do not envisage.
Kenneth Williams' challenge.
Well, deviation. If you don't can't envisage, don't discuss it. Shut his mouth out and let nobody else. Ludicrous.
Well, the thing is, you see, Kenneth, and I have to be accurate on this, especially when we have a tight contest. After all, as long as you keep going on the subject and not deviate from the subject on the card...
No, I was
helping
him out. He was obviously fading into oblivion. I could see it.
Well, let's see. He keeps the subject because it's an incorrect challenge and his oblivion may arrive, you never know, any moment. There are 46 seconds on what I shall do with my beard when I have finished with it, Clement, starting now.
I shall, I suppose, although this is unlikely to happen, grip a razor in my left hand, stretch my face with right, and in a few brisk strokes remove from my chin and upper face such stubble...
Amy MacDonald, you've challenged. Why?
His beard isn't on his upper face. That's his forehead.
That's a very clever challenge, yes. So, Amy, you have a point and the subject, and there are 28 seconds on what I shall do with my beard when I have finished with it. Starting now.
If it was a very thick one, I would probably send it to a shop and get it made up into a hairpiece. It would be very practical, actually.
This challenge, why?
Well, because everything just tailed away. I mean, hesitation of the worst kind.
Oh, the worst? Well, I don't say the worst kind, the most enchanting kind. She was quite overcome with the thought of her beard being turned into a hairpiece.
So, Kenneth, you helped her out there. You have the subject. And there are 16 seconds left on what I shall do with my beard when I have finished with it, starting now.
Well, should the situation arise, I would remove it and make of this remnant a rather delightful and embroidered pin cushion. And people could say, when I was showing them this, you could stick your pins in your beard.
So, Kenneth was speaking, Emma Lewis, and gained the extra point, and he's still in third place. Amy's 1 point behind.
How is it I'm doing all this and I'm getting nothing? It's a swindle, isn't it?
Point out to our listeners, all that was brought about by the fact that Kenneth wouldn't believe what was going on. He left his chair to look at the score, which Ian Messiter keeps. And Amy MacDonald, your turn to begin. The subject, daydreams. Would you talk to us about that for 60 seconds, starting now?
Daydreams can be very relaxing things, and a lot of people often do it. I used to do it very much when I was at school, and it took a form...
Kenneth Williams, the challenge, why?
Well, the I presume, wasn't hesitative.
Yes, and the do it was a bit of repetitious too, wasn't it? She did an awful lot of it at school, apparently. Kenneth, you hesitation... I mean, the repetition of gives you the subject and a point. There are 49 seconds left with you, Kenneth, starting now.
They are much the same as any other dream, except that they do occur during the day time, and wish fulfillment plays a large part in the picture which they create. And it's often said that you move very quickly, the ancient sparkers, the wax, or stuff in the eardrum, in order to pass time safely, is a hallucinatory experience, as opposed to say a very sane vision of the future. Could you have
Peter Jones's challenge? Why?
Repetition.
Of what off?
Repetition of
Kenneth leap up and take his jacket off. It's obvious that the audience are complete agreement with Peter's challenge. It was not only a clever challenge, but also Kenneth was speaking so quietly, I think he deserves to lose it, really. So, Peter, the audience are with you. You have the subject and a point, and there are 24 seconds left for daydreams, starting now.
Put me in mind of that wonderful show called Wake Up and Dream, because they are, as Kenneth rightly said, in midst the hesitation and deviation and repetition.
Clement Freud's challenge, why?
Deviation.
Why?
You can't rightly say something with all those...
In the midst qualities. Of it, I said.
And he got a challenge, you see, so it couldn't have been rightly said by Kenneth Williams.
Yeah, no, you see, right, we did establish that he was hesitating. I mean, sorry, repetiting. I'm sorry. That he was being repetitious.
It ought to be that word, repetiting. It's very nice.
Yes.
That doesn't really describe what you were doing.
Thank you very much. You're very nice. Come again.
We've completely lost the challenge now. Peter was saying that in Kenneth's dissertation, and which he included repetition and hesitation and deviation, which could well be possible because nobody could hear exactly what he said here, even though the listeners did. Peter Jones, I disagree with Clement's challenge, so you have a point, and you have 13 seconds on daydreams starting now.
There are various ways in which one can encourage these daydreams to appear, like going to the cinema or outside in the open air, looking very hard at the clouds and trying to...
And so it now remains for me to give you the final score at the end of this edition of Just a Minute. It's a very, very even score. Amy MacDonald was only 1 point, was in fourth place, alas, but only 1 point behind Kenneth Williams, who was only 1 point behind Clement Freud. But he was, at the end of that last round, a few points behind Peter Jones, who leapt into the lead to become this week's winner. We hope you've enjoyed this edition of Just a Minute, and we'll want to tune in again next time. Until then, from all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by Simon Brett.